So we have a real treat coming up. And I would say sometimes when things go viral, it's for a good reason. But, I mean, like, they're good, happy reasons. Unfortunately, in our practice, that generally isn't the case. When something comes across your desk, it's probably not the happy viral thing. We have Jay Brim and Mario Perez coming to talk to us right now about when employees go viral. Jay is just a longtime member of the school law section. I think he is the school law section. It's always a delight to hear you present. He's the very deserving recipient of the Kelly Frells Lifetime Achievement Award, and he's an all-around great guy. Yes. Mario is making his school law conference debut. He is with JCA. JCA Law from the Southwest Texas town of Laredo. So let's give them a big welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. So Laredo is actually south, as south as you can go without landing in Mexico. Yes. I was like Sarah Palin, I could see Mexico from my backyard, and that's quite literal. So today's presentation, as you can see, is about employees going viral. I think we've all heard about employees going viral or maybe just people going viral. It's something that sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not so funny, and actually quite shocking. So our presentation today is going to explore that, at least in the employee and the employer context. As an extra background, Mr. Brim and I were actually in a termination proceeding on opposite sides just a few weeks ago. So we were duking it out, but at the same time, we were working on our presentation. So it was actually quite an interesting dynamic. And they put us in this presentation before I found out we were going to be opposing parties. So, but it was a good experience, and I think it helps it make a good presentation because we were genuinely adversaries, at least in the context of the Chapter 21 hearing. But now we're working on, you know, sharing our perspectives.
It was a good way to get paid for part of the work we did on preparing the presentation.
Right. I think the double billing presentation is in another conference.
Did not do that.
All right. So what do I mean by virality? Does anybody recognize any of these viral memes, I guess you would say? Dancing baby, right? I think that's a 96. I don't know if it was just the shock of seeing something that one had never seen before, a digitized dancing baby. So pretty self-explanatory. I don't know if you remember it, but it just spins. I don't know why that was found interesting, but I guess it made the rounds via email chains and whatnot. The Star Wars kid. We were all Star Wars kids at one point, right? At least I remember swinging my broom in the kitchen, thinking it was my lightsaber. But that was also another incident that became viral. I think it was one of the earliest, if I recall, videos on YouTube, and was a big push in helping popularize YouTube, at least at the initial stage of it launching. So it was a very popular YouTube video. Now, how about, you know, Cash Me Outside? Has anybody heard about that? She's actually pretty famous now. You know, sometimes you think, this person's not going to make it, but she made it, right? So she's probably somewhere off in warmer weather, in a yacht, probably drinking champagne. And all because she went on national TV and said, "Cash me outside, how about that?" And that incident, of course, went viral. So, and the paper goes into it a little bit more deep about why incidents go viral. So, you know, some of these incidents, this dancing baby, the Star Wars kid, it's funny, right? That's people like funny. People like humor. They like feeling emotions. They like seeing things that invoke their emotions and make them feel a certain way. Star Wars kid, very funny. You know, Cash Me Outside, I think it was more of shocking funny. But the paper, as the paper explains, we like virality. We like seeing these images and these funny videos. We like to be shocked. We like to be frightened, right, scared. I think it's part of the human nature, and that's what leads to virality. I found interesting that our search engines nowadays and our social media apps, they promote virality. And so it's called, you know, it's a way of social engineering. The engineers, they go in there into the algorithm and they manipulate it in ways so that they...